what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one, the only, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello, Bonadoodles.
Hi. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you, too. We're actually recording this before the New Year, so I wonder if the New Year's really different. I wonder if we're like, oh my God, it's 2023 now. Everything's changed.
We're like, I mean, who knows what could have happened in the world? I don't know. But like, we are recording this ahead of time. We're recording this in December. It is, we're here to talk about Real Housewives of Miami. So basically, Peacock dropped a million of these Miami episodes on us right in the middle of December, right as we're trying to wrap up. And we were going to try to just record like four extra recaps and then release them. We just couldn't do it. And it sucks because these episodes all deserve love, because I am absolutely loving Real Housewives of Miami. So I wish we could recap all these things. It's just not possible for us. So as of press time, when we're recording this, episodes 1 through 5, excuse me, I'm getting choked up. 1 through 5 have been released. We did a full recap of an episode 1. So we're going to do a quick kind of like, this is what's happened so far between episodes 2 and 5 so far. And we're just going to be playing catch up with the show for a little bit. So that's what's going on here.
Yes, so let's just get right into it, shall we? So should we just do like main storylines? What do you want to do?
Yeah, I guess we can talk about like the things that we could talk. Yeah, storylines. We could break it down by character. How about that? That might get easier to like sort of get through all this stuff. I will say that just overall, like, I'm loving this season. It's so good. I just love this show. I mean, we say it every season, but I just loved big boobies, big colors, you know, just I love everyone's interactions. I just everything about this show. I'm even liking Larsa this season, which is really weird. Isn't that? I've never liked Larsa. Are you liking Larsa or is that just me?
Larsa's much better divorced and trying to convince everybody that she's still really rich and making $500 million on OnlyFans or whatever she's doing. She's much more fun as thirsty Larsa rather than like snotty top of the pile Larsa, you know? Yeah. Because she was just too snooty. Also, it helps that she came back as a completely different person. I mean, she really doesn't even look like the first Larsa at all. She's had a head transplant. so that helps. It's like a complete recast. You know, it's like someone at Bravo said, Larsa's not working. Everyone hates her guts. Let's recast her because we like the basic type, you know?
Yeah, I think she also benefits from being in a multi-episode arc with Lisa Hochstein, where Lisa is like mad about being accused of having a mortgage, which I just feel like we've seen so many things on The Housewives, but we've never seen someone who is like in mortgage denial before. like that's such a bizarre thing.
Lisa literally does not know what a mortgage is, which is what's so fucking funny about it. So Lisa also does this fighting. She has this fighting style where she just repeats herself over and over. And no matter if somebody new comes around, she'll just start repeating the story to that person. She's that friend that makes us all freaking crazy with her stories because she never stops. It's like, oh, well, I guess Larsa thinks they don't have a mortgage. Did you hear that? Larsa said I had a mortgage. Oh my God, Mary Sol, did you hear? Larsa said I have a mortgage and that I rent out my house. First of all, you do rent out your house. It's verifiable information on the internet. There's an Airbnb with your house, lady. The people posted on Reddit. So thank you, Bravo Real Housewives, as always. But yeah, like you do rent it. What are you crying about? And she has a scene with Lenny where she's like, get this, Len. These ladies, Larsa accusing me of having a mortgage. And he goes, do you know what a mortgage is? And she's like, yes. It's an
Irish Refundable Association.
He's like, that's an IRA, okay? And that's not what that stands for.
Okay. It's a refinancers of Irish settlements.
He's like, I don't even know what that stands for. And that's not what it is either.
Oh, I know what a mortgage is. Mortgage. Okay. A mortgage is when you go to your friend Morty and you're like, hey, I need a cage for my pet. It's a mortgage. Mortgage.
Pet trans asses.
It's like, that's the Parent Teacher Association, the PTA, and it has nothing to do with mortgages. What are you talking about?
Payments and Transactions Associations. That just stands for PETA, which is not PETA. It actually has nothing to do with... That just sounds like PTA, which is also wrong.
ATM.
No, that's an automatic transaction machine, and it's not anybody's auntie, okay? A mortgage, we have a mortgage, honey. She's like, okay.
So, but how dare she?
He's like, no, a mortgage is not a bad thing. And she's like, okay. Well, so she's been furious because she doesn't know what a mortgage is.
The thing is that he says they have no mortgages, but what he did was he got like a home equity line of credit, I think he said. He's like, he goes, because they're having a quote unquote romantic dinner outside. She's like, I can't believe in 12 years we never ate outside on the porch before. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm trying to avoid one-on-ones with you. But he's like, okay. He goes, oh, you know what it was? I have a home equity line of credit. Because I thought it would be good to have cash on hand in case I maybe needed it. But I think I've only used it once, which is code for he's using it all the time, girl. You better look into this. And he's probably using that money on his mistress.
Which is code for good luck with your HASA cards from Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't know much about home equity line of credits. Because I just don't know much.
Isn't it like another mortgage? You're taking a loan out based on your house, and they can repossess your house if you don't pay back the loan. So
that's basically what my understanding is. And also, if you were to sell your house, you basically wouldn't get anything because you've taken out cash. The point is, there's something about that I feel like is scary. Like, if you want to have cash on hand, why don't you just have cash? Like, I don't, you know, like it's like you are allegedly a successful plastic surgeon and the money's you've already paid off your $40 million mortgage, which also is crazy. So where's the cash? I don't know. But of course in her mind, she's like, see, she's so stupid. She doesn't even know what a home equity loan is. See, I knew it. I knew we were in love.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, she has so many signs here that she's just complete. When your husband just tells you he's taken out a line of credit on the house that you didn't know about and claims to maybe have not spent that much, I mean, girl.
Yeah. But it's like very validating for me. Like, it made me so like that scene made me so happy because, you know, it's just great when you've said this guy's a piece of shit. This guy's a piece of shit. And he always was a piece of shit. He never was not a piece of shit. But it's nice to see, like, you know, we put in 10 years waiting for this moment to happen, and it's finally happening. You know, it's like we're getting to reap what we sowed in terms of hopes and dreams.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for all these. You know what? I'm just going to look for it online because I take screenshots of everything I want to talk about on the show that I see on Reddit or wherever, social media. And Lenny responds. Instagram, Real Housewives of Miami. I mean, this guy really is a pig. Like, people are like, what a pig! And he's coming and, you know, kind of telling people off in the comments. It's like, Lenny, you look bad enough, dude. Just sit this one out, babe. Okay? Sit it out, Len.
Yeah, and then, like, after that romantic dinner, well, actually, in the middle of the romantic dinner, basically, someone in the staff comes up to them and is like, hey, just so you know, the nanny fell over in the shower and broke her wrist and needs to go to the hospital or something. So then Lisa starts freaking out. She's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. We got to call 911. We got to call 911. And Lenny's like, don't call 911. That's like an abuse of the system. We'll put her in an Uber or something. And meanwhile, I'm like, or one of you guys drive her there for crying out loud. She's your employee. And don't you not want to get sued? Like, put her in the back of your Range Rover or something. But Lisa's freaking out. She's like, I've got to call 911. I've got to call 911. And he's like, Lisa, don't call 911.
Yeah, and it's pretty awkward, like you said, because of the Uber and stuff. They could easily drive her. And also just the fact that Lisa's not like, oh my God, are you okay? What can I do for you? Do you need, how can I help you? She's just like, oh geez, the nanny.
Yeah.
What am I going to do? I've got to go out tomorrow. So here's one of the articles that I found talking about it. So first of all, they threw their annual Halloween party this year together, which is bizarre. That's, you know, because they're broken up, and it's not an easy breakup. And these Halloween parties are just basically like, I mean, they look like escort events, really, where it's just like one guy and tons of escorts that they're showing off to, like, I don't know, people who own yachts or whatever. And it's all women in, like, lingerie and stuff. And so they threw it together again, which was bizarre. So this is from Reality Blurb. Then, in the comments section of the post, Lisa questioned Lenny about the lack of footage that she was in all of these videos from the party. And she wrote, why am I edited out of this video? And Lenny says, you're in four scenes. I'm only in two. The only person edited out is me. And she's like, well, why not post the original? And he says, the original was centered around a single person. So he's, you know, being super mature there.
Wow. They're a disaster. Instagram. They're just like a full-on disaster. I think those parties with all the, like, the young ladies, it's just like a client recruiting event. Because he knows, like, okay, like, once things start falling apart, you know, he's like, bring them to the party, neg them a little bit, and then make them feel insecure about their bodies, and they'll come to my practice. And I can, you know, plump up their lips and whatever. I think that's the whole. I think that is the overarching scheme. That's my conspiracy, and then Lisa's in it because Lisa wants to get the alimony. So, like, whatever money goes to Lenny is going to start filtering down to her. This is my on the fly conspiracy.
Okay, so that's what's going on so far in the beginning episodes with them. You know, it's the mortgage fight, and then it just continues and continues. They have this party at the beach, like a dog party, which turns out to be...
That's Larsa's
just
party.
A big Larsa. Yeah, Larsa promoting the Halo Collar.
Yeah. Wasn't Halo Collar one of our sponsors?
Yes, I have a Halo collar, actually. Did you say, like, Larsa? It's good. It's like an invisible fence. Well, I don't think Larsa really knows what it is, because she's like, I'm going to bring my dogs to, like, do this, like, Halo collar for video. It's like a Halo collar. Like, no, that's not what it does. Like, yeah, but it makes dogs behave. Yeah, like, look at my dogs. They're so well behaved. And her dogs are like monsters with zero training.
They are. You know? I brought Jazz in from Los Angeles. He's like the best dog trainer. Look at the way he gives the dog a treat. He's like the best. I love Jazz. I'm going to give Jazz a Halo collar also.
And he was trying so hard to not say, you know, it's not just the dogs that we have to train. It's also the people. Because he'll say, he keeps saying, like, it's not just the dogs we have to train. It's us, you know? we have to learn. You can see him about to say it a million times, but, you know, Larsa would be like, how dare you say you're going to train me? I'm Larsa. I have 19, like, businesses, like.
And she keeps saying, she goes, the dog's acting, like, crazier, like, than ever, because it's, like, you know, it's, like, all cooped up in this, like, tiny apartment. And it's, like, her apartment is literally 4,000 square feet. It's, like, all cooped up, like. It has room to move. It has. There's. It can run. And I guarantee that building probably has, like, a little, like a dog park like thing. It probably has something on the roof or down on the stairs. There's definitely a dog run going on in that building. Like.
Yes. So they had this really funny dog party. And Julia, did Julia bring her goat?
I think she brought her goat. Elvis. She's like, I bring goat. It'll be hilarious. And then goat, like, headbutts the dog. And the goat's also eating off
and
the
dog
the
peed on the Birkin.
The dog did some good work.
Yes.
Someone's dog peed on Lisa's Birkin, which I loved. That was like a signal that the end was nigh for her.
Another reason I really love this season and how they're doing it, there's so many women, you know? And this group of women is so funny to have a giant group of women, because every event, everything that happens, there's like six screams, you know? It's like, oh my God, somebody peed on the purse. The purse! Somebody peed on the purse! That better not be my purse. I'm an alcoholic. You know, it's like everybody has a reaction.
Yeah, everyone. And Alexia is cracking me up this season, because she's not doing much, but she's just giving, like, monotone reaction to everything. Like, oh, well, you know, a dog is on the purse. You know, like, if you have a dog on the purse, of course it's going to be on a purse. So, like, why do you have a dog here on a purse? Like, why are you even doing that? Why are you doing that? She's just like an internet commenter, but like there in person and just so funny. Like, there's a beach. There's like sand on the beach. Like, why do you have dogs in the sand? Because if you have dogs in the sand's going to get everywhere. But, like, I love you. Like, I love you. Like, I love you like I love Peter, you know? But, like, why do you have sand?
Yeah. Sand on the beach. Fucking Alexia. Alexia is cracking me up too because she's always trying to rewrite history with her son Peter, who's terrible. Yes. Okay, so Peter. Oh well, you know Peter. Peter.
Well, you know.
Peter. Oh well, you know. Okay, so this is what happened with Peter. Okay, so well, you know, Peter's with this girl, and so this girl's so drunk, and Peter's just trying to be responsible with the girl and saying, "You cannot drive drunk. You cannot drive like this." So he's trying to keep her, and she's saying, "No, no, 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 no." So she goes out into the hallway, and he brings her back in, and then boom, the police come. You know, and he called me, and he said, "Mom, what do I do with this poor girl? I don't want her to drive." So I come over, and I see it happen, and I'm thinking, "Oh, well, you know, Peter, like, all he wanted to do was save this girl." You know, but now Peter looks bad. I'm like, "Oh, okay. Interesting rewrite there, ma'am." Peter is really just a hero, guys. Okay?
Yeah. Peter is just like a mouth breather in a Burberry vest, and he's sitting there, and he's still just, I don't remember what he said, but he speaks sort of like this. I'm like, "How are you? You're 30 years old. Start speaking correctly." Like, I'm sorry. Like, he's still talking like this, like, like, "Well, Mom, like, you know, every girl that comes into my life, you kind of like scare them away. The only one I have issues with is you." I'm like, "Can you please stop talking like you're 17? This is Auntie Ben now coming in. We talk a lot about Auntie Ronnie, but Auntie Ben is here, and he's getting, it's time. It's time, Peter. It's time to start talking like an adult."
I mean, he's ridiculous. So yeah, they have this dinner, and she's like, "Well, you know, oh, well, you know, Peter, I just want you to be happy. I don't know about this girl." And he's like, "No, Mom, the real problem here is you." "No, the real problem here is you. You were the one who went to jail. You were the one who got arrested for this shit."
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's like uniquely terrible. And Alexia is just like the most enabling mom. And, you know, she's like, "Well, you know, I have to welcome this girl into my life. You know, I have to do it. But I don't, you know, but I'm always going to be hard. I'm always going to be hard. You're never going to get rid of me. You're never going to." Cut to Peter doing some sort of like rinky-dink Keystone Capers assassination attempt on his mother that's going to go terribly awry.
So then her other thing is she's throwing this big wedding party, right? Because last season was about my wedding, and so this season needs to be about my wedding again, but maybe just a party, but we'll make it last all season. And thankfully they didn't make it last all season, because I really thought this was going to go for another 10 episodes, storyline of her like, "Oh my God, it's so hard for me to have a party." So she's mad because Gertie is busy for her party, and Gertie's mad because the fights on this show are so silly. Gertie is mad because Alexia said, "Well, you know, the best party of last season was the Versace party, you know, and like, even, you know, the brothers, like the thing you did for your brother, you know, that was like better or whatever." And she's like, "Why are you comparing the event for my dead brother to this party?" So that became like a fight with them.
Yeah, but then they bury the hatchet because Gertie is like, "You know, because I see you as like a friend first, and I see you as like you're like a friend. You're like a friend before you are a client. And I just thought, I saw this friend, I thought like a friend wouldn't do that." And Alexia's like, "Oh, well, you know, I saw you as like someone who's helping me, but like, that's okay. And like, I just say this because I love you." You know, but they basically bury the hatchet awkwardly.
And Gertie is so consistent about coming into every scene going, "Guys, I am so busy. It's insane. Like, oh my God, we're going on a boat right now? Well, I left work to come on the boat. Can you believe it? I left work to come on the boat. And now here I'm coming on the boat. I can't do work because I'm on the boat. So, you know, when you see me on the boat, just know I'm supposed to be at work right now doing things." And I always tell myself, "Gertie, you know what? You need to do more for yourself than just be working all the time." And then I tell myself, "Stop talking. You're supposed to be working. Why are you talking to Gertie, Gertie?" And then Gertie's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was talking while you're supposed to be working." She's like, "But you're still talking, Gertie. You know what I'm saying, girls?"
It's just like one of the challenges of being named best planner in the entire world by Vogue. Because I think she actually says Vogue named her the best planner in the entire world. Like the very, very best one in the world. You're looking at her right now, and she's now on a yacht not doing her work.
Yeah, she was, I think it was a Vogue spread, but she was in some article spread of the best party planners. And Alexia's like, "Well, I just thought you didn't want to take care of my party because, you know, like, I'm not in Vogue, so..."
And Gertie's like, no, absolutely not. But I mean, that's sort of true. It is sort of true. I mean, look at this shitty thing out of you. What is this? Is it a boat? This is ridiculous.
Gertie's like, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it, never gonna get it. And Vogue, me, Gertie. I'm so busy, I could barely even sing part of that song.
Giving her something she can feel. I mean, what's it gonna be? Party.
I'm out of En Vogue songs. Yeah, I'm sorry. Like,
what a man. I actually can imagine Gertie singing just like the hooks from that song by Salt and Pepper. I could just walk in and be like, okay, oh, there's a party. Okay, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a man. Okay, all right, move the flowers. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a man.
Yeah, that's not En Vogue, right?
Well, it was Salt and Pepper, but I think I thought like En Vogue sang the hook.
What a
on
mighty,
that.
Mighty good man.
What was Salt and Pepper and En Vogue song? I thought it was What a Man.
Oh, maybe it was. I love that song.
I love it too.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. A mighty, 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 mighty good man.
Yeah, it's En Vogue with it's En Vogue with Salt and Pepper. What about that?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, wait, no, so then someone else says it's Salt and Pepper featuring En Vogue. Wow, we got a full
fight.
Gertie fight. Okay, it'll be both of you guys. It'll be both of you. We'll share the party. That's what it'll be. Gertie. I'm going to Gertify this song.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
At one point, she's showing her kid how to pull off a confetti bomb. She's like, okay, so you get the tube, and then you pull it, and you're going to Gertify this bitch.
This now you'll get to see what it's like to be at a Gertie party. I'm like, what, picking things up from the floor? But so far, Gertie is not doing too much. She just sort of is there. There's also...
I'm busy. I'm doing everything.
I'm sorry. I'm Gertifying my role. I'm doing everything. We also have Nicole, who she's like trying to figure things out with her dad still. And now her mom is really team dad at the moment. So she goes out to lunch with her mom, and her mom starts basically crying. And she's like, how many times do I drive home in tears because of the way you treat me? Nicole's like, oh my God, this is so malicious. I treat you well, mom.
She's like, wait a minute. So you're saying the problem is me? And she's like, yes, you are so mean. You should accept your father for who he is. That's some bullshit. Okay, no. If some man, I don't care who it is, comes to my Thanksgiving dinner, wasted off his ass to cook a turkey in my oven and then leave, fuck that guy. I don't care. You don't have to just take whatever shit from your parents. That's nuts.
Yeah, and then Alexia, of course, is like, well, you know, you never know how much time you're going to have with him. So, like, you should make it right with your dad, because, like, it's actually an honor to have him, like, make turkey in your oven and leave. Like, that's honor. Because, like, my father, I don't have my father to make turkey in my oven. So, like, you should do that.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But Nicole is, look, we're all waiting to see what's going on with Nicole's guy, Anthony, because that's his name, right? Anthony Lopez. Is it Anthony Lopez?
Anthony, yeah. And he's also been on the show a lot more. Like, he's starting to get into the fame thing. The other thing with Nicole, I've noticed, I feel like every episode she's like, oh, well, you know, starting another 24-hour shift. She's like constantly going on a 24. I mean, she is a doctor, you know, hats off. But I'm noticing that she's constantly going on 24-hour shifts.
I didn't even notice. But I want to see what's going on with her husband, because that guy has like a fleet of Ferraris and shit, and like this mall house and all this other stuff. I don't understand. I don't understand that math. I need somebody to explain this math to me. Is this Tom Girardi math? I'm getting Tom Girardi math.
Hugely. I mean, so when they flew to the Keys in episode 5, he flew them on the branded jet that said, like, your insurance attorney. And then he was wearing a polo shirt that said, your insurance attorney. So I'm like, is this like a Sweet James kind of situation? Because honestly, the track record for, you know, prominent attorneys on Bravo has not been wonderful.
It's not. And I like Nicole, so I don't want to see that happen. Also, he's pretty funny, too, when he said, yeah, you know, you guys can go on the boat, but just tell Larsa to leave that captain alone, because, you know, he's married and we don't need him What did he say? Something like, we don't need him getting sidetracked from that home wrecker or something.
Something like that.
And she just covers her face with her napkin like, oh my God.
You're going to get me into trouble. Like right before my 24-hour shift. So, so that's what she's dealing with. Julia is really turning out to be quite the Yolanda type. I guess, is this just like a style of supermodel? You don't think
not
she's
the
Yolanda?
Yolanda type? No, not at all. Yolanda's very... I mean, different. Yolanda's like has price tags on the daughters. I feel like Julia just can't be alone, you know? But she's just so much sweeter than Yolanda.
Julia,
I mean, Yolanda's such an asshole and an ice queen. And Julia's like, oh my God, I just want my children with me all the time. And she has this dinner with Martina that is so cringe. I just wanted to reach through that TV and shake Julia and be like, listen to me. Put in this earbud and let me tell you what to say in this dinner. Because it was, oh.
She needs to figure it out because she's like, I'm not happy, Martina. It's dinner for two. Dinner for two. She keeps saying dinner for two. She's like, no more dinner for two. I will only do dinner for four. No more dinner for two. And I want to be near the farm. I'm not happy in this beautiful mansion on Miami Beach. I need to be near goat poop.
Yes, well, she basically said in this dinner, we find out that Julia has stopped basically being a wife to Martina, right? Like, she refuses to cook dinner for two anymore, and she's really depressed, and Martina's busy. She's at work all the time, flying all over to do commentating and stuff, and so Julia's lonely, which I get, but, like, when Martina's there, she's like, this is terrible, just me and you? Oh, God. And Martina's like, well, honey, you know, isn't it good that we get to spend
No, it is not good. I don't like it.
Honey, though, I brushed some of my hair for this today. I'm making sacrifices, too.
Yeah, so Martina looks over it.
Martina's hair is definitely over it. Because it's like some of it is like combed, her hair, but then there's always like this one strand that's like going on its own different path. I'm like, Martina, we could work with this a little bit more.
Martina could start giving piggybacks to children and charge them for hay rides at this point. She's a bale of hay with a microphone at this point.
And she is getting annoyed at Julia because also it makes it's like it's not nice to hear that for Julia to be like, no, I need my children because I'm not satisfied without my children. She's like, but I'm here. She's basically like, I, Martina Navratilova, world icon, trying to be artist / person who is like making all your dreams come true. I am here and you're saying that I'm not enough. And like, that's not nice for your Julia be like, no, I need my children. And if not children, I need goats.
And it makes it even more awkward because it's not just like, you know, I really feel like I'm not enough for Julia. It's not that you just don't feel it. It's that she's going, you are not enough. Like, she's literally, but aren't I enough for you, Julia? And she's like, no, you're not.
Oh. I'm not enough? Okay. Well, I guess, hey, tonight when we FaceTime the daughters, the girls, can we have them show their awards from Wimbledon and the U.S. Open? Just want to see what they've won to make them more than me.
Right. So what made this more interesting to me is that the kids are just like, Mom, please leave us alone. You know, like, leave us alone. So one of them is in Paris. Emma is in Paris finishing up high school and living with her dad. And so she's very upset about that. So Emma finally comes in town and she's like, Mom, please stop touching me. Stop hugging me. But we are having dinner for three. Martina, finally I cook. Martina, do you like dinner for three? Martina's like, very nice, honey. And Emma's like, Mom, please don't hug me. No, I can hug you if I want to hug. I'm mother. And Martina's like, stop it. She said she doesn't want to be hugged by you. You have to stop hugging her. She's like, no. And then it becomes this really awkward fight, you know, where now they're teaming up on Julia.
Yeah, and it looks like Julia has made a borscht, which means that borscht is really getting some screen time on Miami this season, because we already had in the first episode Lisa being like, I'm going to make borscht. I'm gonna make Lenny's famous borscht. I'm gonna make it for his mother, who knows nothing about borscht. So now we're having borscht too. And then the daughter's like, so guys, you can't be mad at me, but I'm getting a scooter. And Julie's like, you're getting a scooter? No, I'm sorry, did you say goat? I approve of goat. No, scooter. So you ride goat? You ride goat in Paris? No,
no, scooter. Mom, a scooter. You are naming goat scooter? Cute. Cute.
Mom, I'm not going to be exactly like you.
How dare you say that? Have more borscht.
Yeah, and Julia's like, well, I want to tell you, when I was first in Paris, I was driving around on scooter. And she's like, so why can't I do it?
Times are different now. You have goat options. Why not goat? And Martina's like, let her ride the scooter. I just turned her into Rob. She's like, let her ride the scooter. And then she's like, well, you have to wear a helmet. She's like, ugh. It's like, you have to.
It would be stupid not to wear a helmet.
Why are you arguing with me, Martin?
I said it would be stupid not to wear the helmet.
Yeah, Martina's over it. I'm hoping this isn't a housewives divorce. It looks like it's headed that way, but
I actually really don't want it to either. I really love them together.
Well, yeah, you got to root for the lesbian couple, you know, because it's the first full-time cast member lesbian couple, you know, and I'm rooting for them, and I really like both of them, so I hope it doesn't go here. Not looking good. It's not looking good for those two.
Yeah, it's definitely not looking good. Larsa is also dating, by the way. I think she dated a little, she dabbled in that, and maybe the first episode, or maybe it was the second. She goes on some date, and she says, yeah, I'm really looking to date outside of the basketball world. I'm like, yes. She says it like that's a challenge. Like, oh God, don't you hate it when everyone you meet is in the NBA? It's like literally just talked at, I would say 99% of people, they will not be in the basketball world.
She's just such a dodo. Okay, so she sits down for a date with this guy and she goes, isn't it crazy how like I didn't drink, but like now I drink?
He's like, yeah, he's real like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really crazy. She's like, wow. Like, I don't know where I'm going to meet like guys like, but like, I should start hanging out in like a law firm, like, because like, then I could meet like guys who don't play basketball. Yeah. And then they're making sushi. They're making their own sushi. So they're back in the kitchen. And she keeps doing that thing where she's like, oh my God, like we're making like sushi, but like I don't know how to make sushi. And then she puts her fingers straight out like she's waving backward, like she's waving. And then she puts them right up to her face like, oh my God, like this is so hard. Like,
I just want a guy who's like in touch with his emotional side and feels comfortable paying $11.99 to have a talk with me on our dates.
Oh gosh. So that's her big storyline. Let's see. Okay. Well, are we done with her? Okay. No, I think here's like another one.
Yeah.
Adriana. Oh my gosh. So Adriana's fake ass. So Adriana comes in with all these fake storylines. Everybody knows it. You know, last year, like, I'm dating so many guys, but there's like a 4-month mark to date the guy. So they cannot get me until it's been 4 months. We're like, you are not dating anybody. Okay. Everybody knows it. So yes. The first guy ended up dumping her. She got in an argument with the guy. And the guy that we saw at the reunion that was sitting backstage with his feet on the table, that class act. So number we saw
two was a number two, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, number two was number two. So that guy, they got in some kind of argument. So he's the plastic surgeon, right? And so he went on Instagram and posted a video of her before and after plastic surgery and said, I'm popping her cherry. And wait, she's like, who says that about a man? Who says that about a woman? Who would do this?
I was confused because that guy who was at the reunion, he was a plastic surgeon? I was confused by that because the other guy was a doctor, got date number one, who she then brought to Alexia's wedding.
Oh, so was that? No, because that's the guy that she's still dating, the old guy, the older guy?
Yeah, I was confused by this and I was like, I rewound it to make sure I heard it correctly and then I heard it the second time and then I decided... I was just going to move on. I believe this was also the scene where Kiki's hat kept on blowing off. And I was like more interested in that than Adriana's ridiculous fake storyline. Because Kiki was like, how do you keep hat on? You have your hat on? How is hat on? And it just kept on blowing off.
Yeah. And she looked at it like she wasn't going to get it. Right. She's like, oh, my hat blew. I'm like, are you going to pick up your hat? And she's like, no.
It's gone. I don't know. Yeah.
So, anyway, so this Adriana thing. So she says that she broke up with that guy, but now she's getting serious with this other guy. And Alexi is like, oh, well, you know, Peter heard that this guy's married. And I'd just like to tell you, because, you know, sometimes people don't tell you. So now I'd just like to tell it right up front. So, and she's like, who told you that he's married? And she's like, well, I heard it from a friend who went to a doctor because she had an appointment. And it was a place around where they had this ball that you throw into numbered little hoops in a pizza place. Skee-ball. Yeah, it's a skee-ball thing. And she's like, it was Mary Sol who told you? And she's like, yes, okay, yes, I told you I would never lie to you, so yeah.
I cannot lie. I'm like, you literally just lied. It's like, no, I can't lie. I'm too honest. I can't lie. It was Mary Sol. Yeah. You literally lied, but that's okay. So,
but are we supposed to believe that Adriana doesn't know this guy is married? Of course she knows. She doesn't care, you know?
Yeah.
And even now she's going to try and make it a fight. Like, how dare you tell people that my guy is married? He's married, okay?
Like, yes.
Oh my god. So this one cracks me up. They're the most delusional, I think, on this one. I'm not saying something, being on at the same time as Salt Lake City.
And I feel like they just have really good group scenes where they all kind of like, they hear news and they go like, oh my god, they all do that together. So that leads, everything basically leads up to this party that Lisa Hochstein throws. It's a party, I don't even remember, what was the purpose of the, she just had
good
a party.
Vibes.
Was it good vibes? That's why I thought it was good vibes.
Good
party.
Vibes,
I was like, no,
guys. Yeah,
is it as basic
vibes
as that? But it's like, of course it's as basic as that.
It was a good vibes party, and she invited the cast over and then all of the lingerie girls that are at every other party.
Yeah, and so they're having this party, and Lenny is there. He's miserable. He's stuck in a pink shirt, and his friend Vito is there. And outside, Lisa has been really talking up her marriage, and especially at one point Julia is crying because she feels like she's losing her way. She's explaining to, I think it was to Gertie, or I think it was Gertie, her issues that she was having with Martina, and she's crying because she misses her daughters, she feels depressed or whatever, but she's like in a state. And then Lisa comes over, and Lisa's version of consoling her is saying, look, I understand, because, you know, like with Lenny, you know, we all have our ups and our marriages all have their ups and their downs. And right now we're in an up right now. We're really in an up. And you know what? We don't say the grass is always greener because there's no grass to look at. All the grass is here. She's basically not consoling Julia whatsoever. She's just using it as an excuse to talk about how great her marriage is. And she's like, we just have a great grassy marriage full of great tall grass and short grass, no crab grass, no crabs, nothing at all. Everything's great. We're actually kind of like a perfect couple. And I would say that we were maybe even a forever couple. So that's what I've got. Am I making you cry some more, Julia? Is that what I'm doing to you?
Yeah. And then everyone else is like, why are all of her parties only all these like lingerie bottles? What the hell is going on? Right.
Yeah.
So then inside, the cameras are with Lenny and his friend. And they're kind of acting normal at first or whatever. And then the camera slowly, I just love imagining this camera person like slowly backing out of the room, you know, like Homer Simpson going back into the bushes. And so Lenny's like, oh, whatever, this is all bullshit. Fuck her.
And yeah, because I think Vito says, well, in a few weeks, I'm going to be single. Or he goes, in a few months, I'm going to be single. And then, or Lenny says, that's going to be me in 2 weeks or something. And the guy's like, what? What's something like? What's going on? And Lenny basically has a hot mic moment where he's like, I am like, I can't stand her. Like, I'm leaving her. And he says, he's like, yeah, I don't sleep with Lisa anymore because then I'd be cheating on the one I really care about. And I was like, oh, my. I actually gasped when he said that.
Yeah. So he totally got caught in that one.
And the guy, and his friend is like, wait, aren't you bite? He goes, yeah. That's why I'm whispering.
Idiot. I
think you need to maybe go to an audiologist, perhaps. I'm not sure.
So then Lisa throws a trip. She's going to have a trip. And this is the one that Anthony is taking them on a plane to this trip, and it's in the Keys. It's in the Florida Keys. And so all the ladies are waiting on this plane, and of course Lisa doesn't show up. They're calling her and she doesn't answer, and we get a, well, you know, Lisa is late often, and then we see, like, you know, all the times Lisa is late. And at the reunion, when she comes out, she's like, here I am, and does a twirl, and Andy's like, you don't get a parade, we're all annoyed, sit down.
Andy was so pissed that he had to wait for someone on Peacock.
Commercials, here comes one right now.
So they're, like, a bunch of them are on the plane waiting. There are some other people who are driving, and Kiki is in a car with, is she with Marisol, I think? And I think Marisol has brought a game that's, like, it's, like, raunchy questions. Like, oh, like, read this card, it'll say something raunchy. And Kiki's reading them. And, like, watching Kiki read things where she's, like, what do you do with dirty... A dirty Carl. Carl? What's Carl? And Alexis like, Carl? Carl? How do you say Carl? 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 Carol? Carol? And Marisol's like, no, not Carol. Not Carol. Carl. Alexis like, Carl?
Carl? No, Alexia is the one who can't say it. She's like, no, wait, what? Who? Yeah. Carol? Carol? Why do you do this in America? You name people Carol. Why? A man. Why would you do that?
Because it was like Kiki. It was Kiki and, you know, it was Alexia flashback, but I don't know. But it was Kiki and,
right,
Alexia.
Marisol was telling her later what it was. She was telling her the story of the car. So yeah, she's like, okay, so this one, what is Bukaki? What is this?
She's like, all the men ejaculate on a woman's face, and Marisol's like, oh, okay, all right,
Bukaki. She's like, this is no bueno, okay, I'll take a Grey Goose that's extra dirty with two blue cheese stuffed no buenos, all right? What's a dirty Sanchez? I don't even know what that is. And then Kiki's like, you should know this one, it's Spanish.
I would just be very happy with having Kiki read raunchy cards all episode long.
So then back on the plane, Anthony's getting pissed. He's like, I have an actual job, okay? I'm not a pilot. You guys realize that, right? I'm not a taxi. I have to go to the office. Tell Lisa she better get here or we're out of here. So Lisa shows up an hour and a half fucking late. They should have left her. I don't care what's going on in your life. If you're not going to come, don't come. But having us all sit here and wait an hour and a half, and then the rest of the trip is taken up with your sobbing too. I mean,
I agree.
Get dumped in a more polite fashion, please.
Well, but so before she really even reveals that she's been dumped, she's on a phone call with Lenny. I think was this when she was still at home, or maybe they're at the Keys. It doesn't matter. She's on the phone call, and he's like on the phone with him. And there's no one to watch the kids because the nanny broke her arm. So she's like, hey, Lenny, hey, can you watch? I can't find anyone. You're going to have to watch the kids. He goes, I've got a tennis lesson. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe put them out on the street and see if someone picks them up. I don't know. I got tennis.
It's real weird. He's like, yeah, I have tennis, but if you can't find someone to do it, then I guess I won't have tennis. But I would appreciate it if you would try to find someone, Lisa. And she's like, well, you know, I don't think I can, and I think you should spend time with your kids. And he's like, Lisa, if I have to, I will, but I'd really like you to try, Lisa. She's like, I know, but you might have to be there is what I'm saying. And he's like, well, I would like you to try. Okay, Lisa.
It's like, bro, move your tennis lesson. Like, you were the one paying for
the lesson. It's not tennis. He's got a date. Clearly. Yeah.
Either way, he still is in the power position, and everyone else can accommodate him. He's the wealthy one.
Yeah, that's how he acts. And he's like, and she's like, this is your fucking kids. This isn't tennis. And, and Lenny's the one who insisted on the kids in the first place. This was all Lenny, you know? That's right. It's like the kid who insists on getting a dog, and you're like, well, you know what that means, right? You're going to have to walk the dog. You're going to have to feed the dog. And you're like, yes, mother, yes. And you never see that dog again, you know? You just look outside, and it's raining all over your mom's head while she's picking up dog poop with an old newspaper.
Also, where is Marina? I'd like to ask. Where Marina, Lenny's mom? Like, where she isn't, she's like... Can't she be on nanny duty? Can he call his mom in from whatever she's doing?
Girl, Marina's lived a life. She doesn't give a shit. It's like my mom said, I'm a grandmother, not a babysitter. Don't pull that shit with me.
Marina's making proper borscht in the kitchen. She's like, I'm making borscht the way I want to. I'm going to add water.
Marina's just crouched down somewhere pouring liquid onto borscht.
Making these for 100 years for Lenny. Lenny, you leave him. Leave her. Leave her.
Yeah. So then Lisa gets to the plane and she's like, girls, oh my God, the daddy. I don't have a daddy. The villains are unreliable. The dog just died. Because that was another storyline. They had to put down their dog, which was so sad. And she's like, everything is just like colliding right now. And Marisol's like, oh, you need hugs, monkey? I feel like you really need some hugs, monkey. Get her a drink, somebody. Get her a drink. Monkey needs drinks.
Can we get her a khaki? Oh, my khaki's run out. Oh, don't worry. I have a backup. Yeah, that's right. I brought a whole trunk of these glasses with me today.
God. Then she brings out like this gigantic tall glass with like plastic plants coming out of it. God, you're such a tryhard. My God.
God, when I found out Lisa was 2 hours late to the plane, my eyes were like, wow. I was like, okay, Marisol, you can put the googly eye glasses down. She has like the eyeballs on the springs, you know, hanging out of the glasses. Are you sure? It took me a while to find these glasses. I think the people would really like to see them.
Monkey, if you get even more sad, I'm gonna have to smash a watermelon with this mallet and mix it with a little Grey Goose. Am I right?
Wow. God, that was so awkward on the airplane. Thank God I wasn't there. It's like, you can take off the Groucho Marx glasses now.
You're not doing a dirty Sanchez on me. Now, dirty Belvedere, bring it on. Am I right?
Okay, I'm just going to eat this entire bowl of nails right now. It's like, stop it. You're taking the prop comedy too far. It's dangerous now.
So they're like, what's going on, Lisa? Like, Lisa, what's going on? Like, I went on a date. It was really hard. And she's like, nothing's wrong. We need a stiffer cock for you. Yeah, a stiffer cock.
Yeah, we're going to get you a stiffer cock. So they're at their hotel, finally, and they're all outside by the pool. So Lisa's finally like, I'm going to... She's like, guys, I think it's over. Like, I think my wedding, my marriage is over. They're like, what? And they're like, oh, no, you don't know. Like, you can make it work out. Like, it could work out. You just have to talk it through. Like, there's highs and lows. They're all giving her kind of like, no, stick it. She goes, no, it's over. He's dating another girl. And they're like, what? And Alexi goes, there's someone else involved. I always knew.
I knew it. And the wait when she's like, yeah, it's not up to me anymore. And she says, is there anyone else involved? She goes, yes. I knew it. And then everybody just starts like, screaming. It's like pandemonium. They're like, ah, no.
Because it was basically them also saying, like, yeah, we all knew your marriage was falling apart in a sham. Like, he never loved you.
But like, just how they all start screaming like they're just seeing a car wreck, you know, like, ah!
It was so good. Because, like, also, like, we know that feeling. Like, I felt like I was there with them. I felt like I was doing it, too. Like, I knew it.
And Gertie's like, oh, someone else, that is so not okay. And Lisa's like, yeah, she's much younger than him. She's been lurking around. She's been at the parties at my fucking house. Well, what are you doing throwing those parties, you idiot? I mean, my God. And this isn't a blame the victim moment. None of this is her fault. But Jesus, who else would allow that? Like, who else would allow that? My God.
So then Alexia's doing that thing where she's, like, monotone, but she's also raising her voice at the same time. She's like, wait, is he in your same house? He's in your same, in your fucking house? No, I fucking can't. And they're all just, like, throwing lawn chairs, tossing pillows across the pool, just like breaking glasses.
You just hear a pop. Oh, I'm so sorry. That was the confetti I was teaching my son to use. But you know what? This divorce just got gertified. It's like the confetti bomb.
Gertifying this divorce.
It's like, wait a minute, why is golden confetti falling on my face? I'm sorry, I didn't have anything to throw.
I felt really bad for Julia and Adriana because they were over at the bar and they were kind of missing out on. They're like, oh, well, something is happening over there. And I'm like, oh, girls, you're missing it. Get over there. Join in.
Yeah, this was so sad. And he told her that she needs to find a home for her and the kids.
Kids. He said, you got to find a home for you and your kids. So they're like, what about, it's like, they're all like, your kids, they're his kids too. It was like this, it was just like constant like shockwaves rippling through the group.
Man, this was something, but I will give this the best divorce announcement scene of all the Housewives of all time. This was great. The screaming and the pandemonium, you know, just like it's like, why is she jumping over a fence? You know, it's like a Grand Theft Auto, like they're coming, you know, screaming, plates flying,
lighting things on fire. it was just turning
over trash cans.
It was like group rage, like group anger, you know? But I loved it too, because like their emotional reaction was both like very supportive, but also, you know, in that moment, all those women felt so validated because they've all had conversations probably about like, they've heard Lenny is cheating or like Lisa has to wake up because da 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 da. So I think for them in that moment too, there was
outrage, but also
finally the wool is off of Lisa's eyes. She can
But it's Miami. They've all got wool on their. I mean, look, you've got Alexia who is married to the Coke dealer, you know, and then the gay guy, and then you've got. I mean, they going down the line. It's not like they've. They're probably all in situations, almost all in situations that could turn out like, it's like a Hollywood Wives type of thing where it happens and everyone's shocked, but then they're like, well, of course that happened, you know, yeah. Of course.
And by the way,
what an absolute pig that guy is.
Speaking of pigs and assholes, I have to say, there was one thing that bothered me so small, but at Todd and Alexia's wedding party, Todd made like a speech, you know, like thanking everyone or whatever. And then afterwards, Anthony went up to him and goes, hey, well, you know, I couldn't hear your speech. Couldn't hear your speech because it was like whatever. But he goes, I couldn't hear your speech, but I knew you were talking. Huh? And he's kind of like shaming him for making a long speech at his own party. And I was like, you know what? Excuse me, small dick airplane guy with 400 Ferraris. Let the man have a speech at his wedding. Sure, it may have been long, but you don't go up to him on the same wedding night and then shame him for how long it went on. And then also brag about how you didn't listen to it. That really bothered me.
Yeah, Anthony's kind of a dick. That's his thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a gruff bear.
I know.
Who doesn't even trim his beard because he doesn't have to.
Well, by the time we put this episode up, there will be, I believe, two more Miami episodes. There'll be episode 6 and 7. So I'm really looking forward to seeing those. That's bummed that they're going up over the holidays. Maybe Peacock will hold one off, but you know, we'll just continue playing catch up as best that we can, you know, as the episodes come out, you know, because it's such a good season. Like I absolutely love this season.
Yeah, glad to have Miami on the air. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here, and Happy New Year to you all. And I guess we'll be talking to you mañana with a little Real Housewives of Potomac.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo,
Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.